Good evening. Thank you very much for being here tonight. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming, and we'd like to thank also the organizers of this event. There's a coalition of people who have been putting this together, and their purpose and interest is for the outcome of this to be what is named, not for them to be named. So first of all, we'd like to recognize the Invisibles who have put this together, but who want us to be working from now on and give us a hand in understanding some of the issues that bring us together tonight. And I'd like to ask you to give them a hand, the group of people who came and brought us together tonight. We also would like to welcome the three speakers. We will be introducing them as they come up to the podium. Amina and I will be speaking. I'm Manuel Rosenthal.
I'm Amina Shirazi, and we're going to be emceeing this event together for you tonight.
The purpose of this effort tonight is not an intellectual exercise, although there will be a lot of that. The purpose is to face ourselves against a growing concern for all of us, and also to acknowledge the fact that this grave concern is defeating us this far. We are facing horrendous situations, and there are other people that have been facing these situations around the world, and things are getting worse for many people. What we are doing here is sharing for action, sharing so that we can mobilize and become more involved, more concerned, and actually do much more than we're doing this far.
To that end, I'm going to give you fair warning right now that I'm going to keep reminding you of various activities that you can engage in the next coming weeks. But before I do that, I just want to outline for you what the program for this evening is. And as Manuel mentioned, after we make our introductory remarks, we will be introducing each of the speakers. And our keynote speaker tonight is Tariq Ali. And that will go for about an hour, and then we will be taking questions and providing any answers and having any discussions for about approximately an hour. And we hope to wrap it up before 9:30. To give you ample opportunity to go outside and read and to purchase any of the books that you're interested in, because we have books available from both the speakers tonight, both Tariq Ali and Shahrazad Mojab, and they are also available to autograph it. So we want to give you ample time to do that. Having said that, I will tell you there's a couple of things you can do. In addition to the books that you can purchase, there are also these wonderful posters that have been produced, and for a very cost-efficient price of $2, you can have this great poster, and further, you can purchase additional copies to propagate this message. There is also a rally on November the 17th, and that rally will be held at 1 p.m. at Queen's Park, and this is put on by the Toronto September 11th Peace Coalition. And we encourage everyone who is in attendance today to not only attend, but to try to get a few people to attend with you. I think it's very important for us to be vocal and visual and to try to garner some of that media attention to let other Canadians know that we are opposed to this war, we are opposed to this immoral, unethical, illegal, and unjust situation.
Before we introduce our first speaker and to give a sense of what brings us here together, even though we make reference to September 11th and what has come after September 11th as an excuse, as an argument, etc., terrorism did not start on September 11th, as we all know, and it has not come only from where the official sources say it comes from. Terrorism has been around for a long time, and especially, essentially, terrorism has been a systematic exercise of those in power to maintain and expand power. In fact, recently, Boaventura da Souza, the very important researcher, has published the book on the kaleidoscope of justices, and he proposes a definition of fascism which actually requires the use of terror in a systematic way. What he says, and I'll translate from Spanish, is that fascism is the total rendition of democracy to serve the needs of profit of capitalism. That simple statement would help us understand that terrorism would serve that purpose, and it has been around for a while.
Thank you. Just before I introduce our first speaker, we were hoping to try to localize the war on terrorism in the sense that we have to recognize that in addition to what is happening internationally, there is also a war within our borders. And that war is being waged in through many measures. And one such measure is legally. And of course, as one of our speakers, Tariq Ali, experienced personally through racial profiling. And in particular, I just wanted to mention a couple of salient points about Bill C-36, which is the proposed anti-terrorism law that this government introduced into Parliament earlier this month and hopes to try to expediently process and pass before December. There are a couple of things that people need to know about this legislation, but most importantly is that it is unnecessary. Everything that was illegal on September 11th was illegal before September 11th. And that, in fact, this is just a measure for this government, which we know has taken measures to quell any sort of dissent. This is yet another a measure for them to harness this opportunity of people's anxieties and fears, legitimate as they may be, to legislate further erosion of our civil and political rights and our ability to protest against the many injustices that we see. One of the problems with this bill is the broad definition of terrorism. And that definition is very scary because it includes all sorts of activities not only in Canada but also outside of Canada. And the danger of that is what will be determined as what is illegal outside or what is terrorism outside of Canada will be done according to what the foreign policy of the day will be. So I think it's very important for us to be vocal in our opposition to this. There are many other measures within this bill, and I won't take up too much time to talk about that. There are going to be forums and discussions that you can attend and you can get more information about. But today I'm going to introduce to you Francisco Rico, and he will be elaborating further on what the war in Canada will be looking like and how it, and who it's being waged against predominantly. We know for sure that this is going to be something where immigrants and refugees will be attacked and particular communities of color, including the Arab and the Muslim communities, but not just the Arab and Muslim communities. And I think what we need to assert is that Canadians will not tolerate the erosion of their civil and political rights on the backs of Muslims and Arabs and other immigrants and refugees.